Hey, welcome back to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm really excited. So I am, as we speak, made a post in the Motherhood Simplified Facebook group, which if you are not a part of yet, you should go join. I'll put the link for that in the description of this episode. But it's about, at this point of the recording, it's about 40,000 moms who are decluttering daily. You can get great tips and support. We are kind. We are supportive. We are inclusive. We would love to have you. But I just asked a question there because I'm about to do a three-part podcast series for you. If you are in the group, I asked, are you a stay-at-home mom, a work outside of the home mom, or a work-from-home mom? Because I want to do this podcast series on decluttering as the different kinds of moms. And the answers that you all are giving me are super helpful. I love hearing from you inside of the group. I love talking to you and getting to know your situations. And so I'm really excited to make these podcast episodes for you that are going to highlight the strengths and the struggles decluttering in these different type of mom roles. And I want to let you know that I've been all three. I've been like combinations and hybrids of them. And I am currently working from home as an entrepreneur for myself. And my husband and I have always been in entrepreneurship. We've always been self-employed in some way. And so this might be a four-part series if I decide to make one for the entrepreneurs who are working from home for themselves. But I think that based on my experience, working from home for somebody else and for yourself are generally the same as far as the struggles that you have when it comes to maintaining your house or decluttering. So I've been all three. I will share my experiences, but during this series, I'm going to share the specific challenges of decluttering in those roles, the strengths that you have in those roles while you are decluttering. And I'm going to pull some common experiences that I've had, as well as other moms inside of the group have had. And I'm going to recommend that you actually listen to all of them, regardless of which one you are, because a lot of the strengths and struggles are going to overlap. And it's going to give a lot of good insight into the struggles that everyone deals with, regardless of what kind of mom you are or what your role is as a mom, right? Do you work outside of the home? Like, they're going to be helpful. And I hope that you learn a lot from these. I hope that you feel supported. And most of all, I hope that you feel like decluttering is possible for you, because what I see over and over again, and I've done this too, we all do this, is that we say, I want to declutter, but I can't because I work outside of the home and I'm exhausted and I literally have less time at home to get this done. When I come home, I'm tired, right? That's valid. That is so real. And then there's people who say, I stay at home. I can't do it because I'm always at home. I always have people around me and I never get any free moments to myself. Like, I can't do it. And then there's people like me who are like, I work from home and I feel like I have everything just mixed up into one big day, everything, you know, I'm working from home. I'm being at home with my kids. I don't have childcare, which is one of the challenges that comes up a lot with people who work from home is, especially if they work from home for themselves and they're building a business, is that they don't have enough money to pay for childcare yet. Anyway, I got off on a little bit of a tangent, but all of these struggles, they are real. They're not in your head. There's nothing wrong with you. They're real. They're real struggles. And there are also very real strengths. And you absolutely can declutter regardless of what kind of mom you are. And I say what kind of mom you are, I'm not like putting these really rigid labels on you, but whatever type of role you're in, right? Stay at home, work at home, work outside of the home, whatever it is, you can do it. And I think that it's helpful to have an understanding of, you know, put a name on it. Like, why is this hard for me, right? Why is this hard for me and my situation? Why is this hard for other people and their situations? And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be insightful. I hope that it's going to be helpful for you. And like I said, go listen to all of them. It's going to be definitely three, potentially four, but listen to all of them because they will overlap and you can learn a lot from understanding other people's situations. And, you know, it might even make you like because I've been in all different roles and scenarios, there are definitely some things that I am really grateful that I don't have to do anymore. When I decluttered our house, I was working outside of the home, 10-hour days. I owned a preschool, and so I was away from home for 10 hours a day. And then I had to come home and I had to feed the kids dinner and I had to do all of the things, and it was exhausting. And I'm glad I don't have to do that right now. Right. But on the same hand, what I did love about working outside of the home was getting to see other adults and making my own money. And, that's important to me. Right. So, I liked the compartmentalization of my days as well. Like I said, working from home, working and being a mom and being a wife, like it's really hard to compartmentalize it. I did enjoy the compartmentalization of working outside of home. So anyway, I don't want to spoil all of these episodes for you. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to air this at the end of July. This 3-part series is going to be happening in August. So watch for those episodes to air. And I hope you enjoy them. And I'm going to go stalk the rest of the comments in the Facebook group, hang out with you guys there, hear about your experiences and your stories. If you're not in the Facebook yet group, you are formally invited. Come join us and we will see you around the group. And then I'll see you for the series in August.